Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Delighted to be here with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being here with us. Or maybe it's a Tuesday evening or maybe even a Wednesday morning where you are, wherever you are. Thanks for spending the time with us. We've got a great show for you. 2 hours of open forum. Second hour, Joe Heschmeyer will be here. First hour, Tim Staples back in the building.
We're just delighted
to have him. So now's the time to start dialing 888-318-7884. Open forum means you can ask whatever you like and anyone can call. You certainly don't have to be Catholic to call. Any question is welcome. 888-318-7884. And in addition to doing open forum today, it is time for our quarterly appeal where we come to you and ask you to support us here at Catholic Answers. We got to raise the money to stay on the air for the next 3 months. That's how it works around here. And that number is 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com looking for somebody to get us started. Right now, nine of our colleagues on the phone. Would you dial that number, 888-291-8000, and get us started for this pledge drive? And Tim, tell them about what we got this hour.
Oh, my goodness, folks. By the way, it is great to be back.
It's nice to have you back.
2 weeks beaching, folks.
Oh, poor Tim.
I was beaching all over Southern California with the family. It was fantastic. But it's great to be back. And, folks, let me tell you, wow, are things getting crazy in our culture right now?
Yeah.
And you know what I always say, Cy, whenever things are getting crazy, whether in the church, outside the church, I tell you, I get excited because you know something good is coming. Isn't it great being Catholic?
That is. Yeah, that's
because we can look at Good Friday, Jesus on the cross, and say, praise God. Not for the evil that it was, but for the resurrection that we know is coming. And folks, let me tell you, I can't wait for the apostolic exhortation that comes out of the Synod. I can't wait. So all the prophets of doom and gloom will be quieted once for all, once Pope Francis writes the apostolic exhortation and actually says magisterially what he wants to say. But praise God, my brothers and sisters, it is so good to be Catholic, because in the midst of all of the chaos, craziness in our world, we know that Jesus Christ is Lord and Francis is his vicar and all is well, my friends. Our job is to get out and proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. I can't even go on vacation, Cy, without having people, and we had this happen when we were at a friend of ours' house, came up and said, oh my gosh, you're Tim Staples, and I have to tell you, you know, you and the guys at Catholic Answers changed my life. You know, isn't it awesome?
It is awesome.
I mean,
yes.
Folks, this radio broadcast reaches around the world as well as all over the United States of America, and lives are being changed. But folks, we need your help right now, because folks, people are hurting financially. The inflation has killed folks. There are a lot of people who just can't give, Cy. They just can't. They'll even tell us, I'd love to give, man, but I'm barely putting food on the table. So, folks, right now at 888-291-8000, we need you to call right from the start. Don't wait. Don't let my heart rate go through the roof here. We've got a $20,000 match right now. So we need you to get on the phones right now at 888-291-8000. Give the biggest gift you can. And I know there are some folks you haven't given yet, but guess what? We've got a $20,000 match, folks. That means every dollar you give, that $10,000 you're going to give becomes $20,000. That $5,000 becomes $10,000. That $100 becomes $200. That $20 becomes $40. Right now at 888-291-8000, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. But once again, because of our awesome donors, we've got a way for you to have your money tripled. That is for those of you who will be a first time, am I right?
First time, no, any new monthly pledge
even if they up their monthly pledge.
Yeah, say you're getting 18 now and you make it 25, everything that got added on will be matched
effectively
again.
Tripled, yeah, right? Because
yeah,
you're getting doubled
twice
with the 20,000, and then it's going to be matched again. Folks, did you hear what I just said? Right? If you call right now and give $25 a month, that $25 a month becomes just like that, $900. Folks, pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. That $100 a month gift becomes $3,600. My goodness, folks. And we really do need your help. As Si said, we only do this once a quarter. Folks, we bring the gospel to you guys. You know us. You're going to hear the Catholic truth right here at Catholic Answers. That's all we give. And if we give opinions, we'll tell you, this is just my opinion. But we are all about Catholic Answers here in a time where our culture, our church, people in the church, outside of the church, desperately need the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please call now, 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. And folks, we've got 12 open lines right now. We can't wait until later in the broadcast. You got to pick it up now. 888-291-8000.
I'm going to give the other number again, and I wonder if I'm hoping those phones are working because I don't have any calls, which usually doesn't happen. So maybe people decided they'll call the pledge line and they'll wait to ask their question in a little bit. But if you've got a question, a perfect time, because I'm ready to go to the phones and I need some folks on the phones. 888-318-7884 is the number to call if you've got a question for Tim. 888-318-7884. Because the way we do this is we only come to you, as Tim and I both just said, once every quarter to be fully funded. And we only use part of the hour when we come to you for the 6 hours that we'll come to you this week asking for your support. We'll only use part of each hour. So we do need folks on the lines asking their questions because we're gonna get you as many answers as we can over the course of the hour. 888-318-7884 is the number to call and ask a question. Maybe you are a Catholic person with a question about your faith, or maybe you are not a Catholic and you have questions about why Catholics believe this or that, or why Catholics do this or that. You want to have that discussion? You're very welcome here. We love those discussions. You are not taking up anybody's time. You're helping us out when you call because you make the show interesting. 888-318-7884. Right now, 14 of our colleagues are ready to take your calls. We're just starting off our summer pledge drive. We come to you once each season to ask you for your support. Let me give that number and the online address that you can go to, and then I will go to the phones because calls are beginning to come in. The number to call if you're ready to make your pledge, 888-291-8000. Two matches on right now, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for
that
the hour.
That is awesome.
And then a second match for anybody who will start a new monthly pledge in any amount. That means you get tripled if you're starting a new monthly pledge.
So that means, I just wanted to be clear on this, and I think you gave me the green light here, Si Kellett, that if you're now giving $25 a month, if you up that to 20,
whatever
50,
the addition,
let's say, whatever
yeah.
the addition.
That's a new monthly pledge.
Gets tripled, folks. So maybe, folks, there some of you that are given 25 right now, you can up it to $50 a month, or you can up it to $30 a month. Well, that extra $5 is going to be tripled. So folks, please, we've got open lines right now. We cannot have open lines. Okay, call us at 888-291-8000, and if you can't get through, try again. But remember, you can text Catholic to 24365, and there's no waiting. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and there's no waiting.
Let's do our regular job now. We'll make Tim answer some questions. We'll go to Cindy in Rochester, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Cindy, thank you for being here. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi. I'm hoping that I'm misunderstanding some
yes.
stuff that I hear on the radio, but about this Pope not being a good pope.
Yes.
Almost like a anti-Christ.
Right.
And really kind of putting him down.
Yes.
So you're okay. You're just looking for some reassurance on that regard, Cindy?
Right. Well, Cindy.
Reassurance. Yeah. I mean, I just think a
okay.
lot of the stuff he's done is like good. And I just, it
yeah.
makes me nervous when I hear people talk
sure.
about that.
When you hear people call the pope the antichrist, that makes you nervous?
Yeah.
Cindy, what's up with you? All right, let's get an answer from Tim
well,
for you.
Well, Cindy, you're talking to somebody who was raised on the Pope is the Antichrist. So it's nothing new with me because I used to preach it when I was Protestant. But yes, it is disturbing when you have people calling themselves Catholic. That, oh my goodness. And Cindy, right now, it's incredible. You know, we've talked about kind of jokingly the Trump derangement syndrome, Cy. You know, where this man could cure cancer and it would somehow be called evil. Those who are just absolute haters, okay? Well, we have something similar, Cindy, with Pope Francis, and I call it the Francis derangement syndrome. It's amazing because I happen to read every magisterial document this man writes, and I absolutely love them. But he'll say something that can possibly be twisted in a negative direction, and you have certain people that will attack and just, oh my goodness. And it's an amazing thing. And it goes back a while, Cindy, to some things that Pope Francis taught that some folks don't like. And man, it's just been... So what I do, Cindy, is I ask, and in fact, just yesterday I was talking with some wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ, good Catholics, and I said, okay, so what is this that you believe the Pope has taught that is so evil? And they either can't come... I, in fact, have to help them. Okay, mm-hmm. Do you think maybe it's this? Have you read Amoris Laetitia? Have you read the documents in question? And I will tell you, Cindy, I've read them all. And our Holy Father has done some incredible things. In many ways, he is prophetic. He's bringing the gospel to the poor. He is doing so much good, as you said, Cindy. So you know what you do? Take it with a grain of salt. And I always say, okay, let's talk about specifics, right? Maybe it's an interview. They have interviews where the Pope is so taken out of context. In fact, I saw one recently, Cindy, where they took part of what he was saying in this interview and then took another part and put them together in order to make him say something that he didn't say. Cy Kellett, I'm going, ah, Cindy, right? So if you read our Holy Father's magisterial documents, it's like I just said to Cy at the start, I'm so looking forward to his apostolic exhortation that most likely will come out of this synod on synodality that's happening in September and October. Because, Cindy, there are a lot of folks who are saying, just like they said back with the Amazonian Synod on the family, I heard them say it with my own ears. They said, well, he's going to ordain deacons. He's going to give the green light. Do you remember that, Cy?
But
he's
going to ordain married men, I think, was the...
Well, married men, that was true. But there was a very popular fellow who I won't name who also said it'll be ordaining deacons or deaconesses.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Deaconesses, and then that'll be the first step toward ordaining women. And of course, none of that happened, including ordaining married men, which we already do in the church in limited circumstances. It was so odd. But of course, what happened after the Synod, Sandy? Pope Francis changed canon law and made it automatic excommunication for anyone who any bishop who attempts to ordain a woman as a deaconess. And for the woman who attempts to be ordained, they are both automatically excommunicated. That sounds to me like he wasn't ordaining deacons. Does that make sense? Like, see, Cindy, this is what happens over and over. But what I noticed is those same people who were predicting he was going to allow the ordination of women to the diaconate, which, by the way, is not going to happen, folks. Oh, I'm prophesying. but see, I have 2,000 years of tradition behind
right.
me, so I can safely say this. But Cindy, what you don't hear are these people apologizing afterward and saying, "Praise God for Pope Francis! Look what he's done." Because again, if you read the man's magisterial documents, they are absolutely awesome. Orthodox. We have a lot of work to do because we have folks that are crazy on the left, quote unquote, and on the right, everybody seems to be attacking the Pope. But you know what, Cindy, as I travel this country and I travel the world, there is an overwhelming majority of Catholics who love Jesus and his vicar and are faithful to both. Does that make sense, Cindy?
Well, I think I got Cindy on hold. Does that make sense to you, Cindy?
It does.
All
and
right.
I think can I just add
sure.
one other thing?
Real quick.
That as far as with the Pope, I mean, everything is not infallibly spoken.
Correct.
So,
correct.
Well, that
yes, Cindy, that's a very important point because I'll say what the Pope says at 35,000 feet in an airplane in an interview is not strictly binding on all Catholics. We listen, we respectfully listen like we would to a bishop or, of course, to the Pope. But you're right. You know, popes misspeak. It happened with Pope John Paul, Pope Benedict. And that's a very important point. That's why I say to folks, read his magisterial documents, the magisterial teachings of the Pope, because that is what is binding on Catholics. Either, if it's infallible, of course, we must give the assent of divine and Catholic faith. If it's not, we have to give religious assent of the intellect and will. That is what binds all Catholics, different levels to be sure, and that's where you will find our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. And I'll tell you what, it's very important right now that we support ministries like right here at Catholic Answers, and you can call right now and support us at 888-291-8000 because people need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Cindy, I'm having people email me and say, I've heard the Pope is going to allow homosexual marriage, or the Pope is going to normalize. One very popular Catholic said, he's going to normalize homosexual relations. And my head blows up. I'm going, what? Have you read anything? Read Amoris Laetitia, section 251. This is the Pope's magisterial teaching where he makes clear that homosexual acts are always. There's no exceptions. In fact, he just recently, a couple of days ago, said any sexual act outside of marriage is a sin, right? Any sexual act. Sorry, Cardinal Hollerich. And you know, folks, there are some folks in high places who are teaching crazy things right now. But praise God, we have the Senate, and we have a magisterial document coming out of it. And most importantly, we have 2,000 years of Catholic tradition. And when it comes to homosexual acts and homosexual marriage, we're talking about the infallible teaching of the Church. Cannot change, is not going to change. Folks, you know what? We need your help right now. Cindy, God bless you for calling. Please, though, folks, we need today the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ presented in charity and with sanity so that the world can get to Jesus. Will you help us, folks? We've got 11 open lines here. We need you to call now at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Remember, you give that monthly gift, it's going to be tripled, folks. And we're talking... Every dollar, folks, give that $1,000 gift right now. It becomes $2,000 at 888-291-8000. And I will guarantee you this. We hear the testimonies every day of people who call, who write, who meet us in person and say, like I just said the other day, I met another one while I was on vacation who said, thank you for what you do at Catholic Answers, man. You're the reason why I am Catholic. That's priceless. But folks, we're not going to meet our match at this rate because we've only got four callers on the line. Make that five. We need a call now at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 is the call, the place to call to make your pledge and get every dollar matched, dollar for dollar, up to $20,000 this hour. Also, any new monthly pledge, you start a $10 monthly pledge, you start a $20 monthly pledge, $100 month, whatever it is, it's going to be matched again. So your money is essentially tripled this hour with new monthly pledges all the way up to $20,000 this hour. We got a long way to go, but with your help, we will get there. 888-291-8000. I really want to thank the people who called early because often we can really fill up the lines the last hour of a pledge drive, but it's very hard to do the first hour. So those of you who are kind enough to pick up the phone and call now, you're kind of giving twice in a sense because you're leaving a line open on the last day of the pledge drive for somebody else to use. So right now, Tim just asked for more calls, and more calls have come in. There's eight calls on the line now, six lines open. Great time to call, 888-291-8000. But I'm not going to, if you'll keep responding, I'm not going to spend too much time asking you to call. We'll just let Tim answer questions and do what we usually do here at Catholic Answers, answering questions about the Catholic faith. And we'll go to Boise, Idaho, where Matt is listening on 1140 AM. Matt, go ahead with your question.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm driving, so I'm going to ask the question and then hang up with a steer answer.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Great.
Hey, I was born and raised Catholic, altar boy, and I've been taking communion my whole life. And, you know, I realized that the body and blood of Christ. That's actually his body and blood. My question is, sometimes I'll go to a Christian church and they do the cracker and the juice.
Yes.
And I realize that's not his body and blood.
Yes.
Is it a bad thing to do that in his remembrance?
Right. So, well,
that's my question.
Sure. Sure. Well, Matt, you're talking to a former Assembly of God youth minister, and I know I was raised a Southern Baptist as well. And so, you know, God bless them. Those who are raised in that tradition, like I was, they're basically doing the best they can with the knowledge that they have. And their version of communion, of course, is inadequate. It's not what Jesus established. The grape juice and crackers, no. What Jesus established was the church. And in Luke 22, 19, when Jesus said the first Mass on Holy Thursday, he then says to the apostles, do this in memory. Luke 22, 19, do this in memory of me. And we believe that at that point, he ordained the apostles as priests. Why? Because he empowered them to do the same thing he was doing. And what was he doing on Holy Thursday? Offering himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. Now, here's the key. There was only the apostles there. And so when he communicated that power, he communicated to the apostles alone through the sacrament of holy orders. Now, they in turn then had to ordain others and communicate that power to them. And we call that apostolic succession. That's entirely a biblical concept. In fact, it's all over the place in the New Testament. For example, in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, St. Paul talks about how someone cannot even go out and preach unless they have been sent by proper authority. You see that in Acts chapter 15, verses 24 through 28 at the first church council. He said that nobody has authority to either speak or confess sacraments unless they are sent by apostolic authority, okay? And so what happens with Protestantism, now we had a split in the 11th century with the Orthodox. It was really finally formalized in 1054. They had valid bishops. Now follow me on this, Matt. Who were ordained by bishops, who were ordained by bishops back to the apostles. So they have a valid Eucharist. This is why in the Orthodox communions, whether it's Russian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, etc., they have valid sacraments because they had valid bishops. Even though they're not in full communion with the church, they're not in full communion with the Pope, they do have valid sacraments. And of course, we pray for full reunion with them as well, and we are working to that end. But 500 years later, when the Protestants split with the church, they didn't have any bishops. And so without a bishop, because remember, the apostles received the power, and they in turn, according to Acts chapter 1, verse 20, they in turn ordained bishops, the bishopric, episcopate, as Acts chapter 1, verse 20 puts it, and communicated them the power to confect the sacraments, most especially the Eucharist, for our purpose here. Okay? So without bishops, the Protestants do not have the Eucharist. And now there are other reasons, but that's the main reason. They do not have apostolic succession. Now, the fact is, even if they did, because of their rejection of the real presence of the Lord in the Eucharist, their rejection of the holy sacrifice of the Mass, their orders wouldn't have been valid anyway, because in order to ordain a priest, you have to ordain a priest to offer the holy sacrifice. If you're going to ordain somebody who's not there to offer the holy sacrifice, well, then you're not ordaining a priest, right? So that's why their grape juice and crackers, and it doesn't matter if they use bread and wine or grape juice and crackers, the bottom line is they do not have valid bishops, therefore they do not have a valid Eucharist. And so that's why we as Catholics cannot receive communion in their, licitly, right, communion in their churches, because, you know, we would be lying, committing sacrilege, because in receiving communion in a particular community, you're saying, I'm in communion with you. But we're not. as Catholics. So that would be a lie, and that's why they can't receive ordinarily the sacraments in our churches either, because we pray for that full reunion that is necessary, whether they be Orthodox or Protestant, so that we can all gather around that same Eucharistic table, and so that we can say, I am truly in union with Jesus Christ, with his vicar, the Bishop of Rome, all the bishops in union with him, then we are truly in communion and can receive communion. So God bless you for your call, brother.
Thanks, Matt. We're halfway through the hour, and we're one-third of the way towards our match, which is actually pretty good. I don't like to deceive you. Usually we start off slower. So if we just stick with it, we can make it this hour.
You have more faith than I do, brother.
888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow, or next week, or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Tim and I don't always agree on what constitutes a good start. I'm like, we're one-third of the way there. He's like, one-third of the way there.
I'm dying.
But we are one-third of the way there. So we can make it this hour. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Those matches are they're made possible by very generous donors. And if we meet them, it doesn't guarantee we're going to meet our overall goal, but it usually is a good sign that we're going to do well on the overall goal, which in order to be fully funded here at Catholic Answers for a quarter of a year is $220,000. So that's what we're going for over these 6 hours. But if we can do $20,000 in the first hour, we'll be well on our way. So a perfect time to pick up the phone and call. We've got 13 of our colleagues waiting on the phones. They just stopped doing what they usually do and just plug into our phone system for this for these 2 hours. And so 13 of them are waiting for your calls right now. Six of them are engaged with calls. So 7 lines open. Now 8 lines open because another person got on the line. So 888-291-8000. Take advantage of that $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We've had a few people do a $10 a month recurring donation. Well, just think about that. That's $120 that got doubled to $240, and then it got another match, which
got
it to $360.
Yeah.
We've had several people who did $100 a month. If you can do that, that's extraordinary, and that's $3,600 to us when that's all matched.
Amen.
So, and you're a member of the President's Club. If you want to know about what that means, you can go online and check out our President's Club. So 888-291-8000 is the number. 8 lines open right now. You can also do it yourself, safe and secure, at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Please take advantage of those matches right now, because we really do want to use up this match, the entire match, this hour. 888-291-8000. But we're not letting Tim out of his regular job. He's got to answer questions.
Let's do it.
As well as raise funds. So off we go to South Dakota. Tracy, watching on YouTube. Tracy, thank you very, very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Thank you so much for answering my call.
Yes.
So I'm going to try and keep this as short as I can.
That's usually not a good start. That is, I'm just going to say to you right now, that is usually not a good start to a call. But all right,
go ahead. We're
trusting you that you're going to try to keep it short, but go ahead.
Okay. So to keep it short as best I can, I have severe scrupulosity.
Okay.
I'm seeing somebody for it, kind of getting treatment for it, trying to, you know, get over it.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to call up and ask, is this a sin? You know, but it's gotten pretty severe at times.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's like, I'm terrified of 666. I'm terrified of seeing it everywhere.
Right.
You know, it gets pretty bad, like to the point I'm not sure how often I can trust myself with my conscience. The question I have is that there's a verse in the Bible. This is kind of one that's been troubling me for some time.
Right.
And it says, basically, it's in the New Testament. And I forgot exactly which one, but it says, but the one who eats is condemned if he does eat, because his eating does not come from sin. And I've heard this be used.
It doesn't come from faith.
Apply to.
Yeah, that's Romans chapter 14. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So the thing is, oh, go ahead. Is there a way to understand this in a way without taking it way too far, especially if you're like me and you second guess and doubt absolutely everything, even doing the right thing sometimes?
Right.
Is there a way to understand this without going, you know, overboard?
Yeah. Tracy, here. And your name is Tracy?
Yes.
Okay. Tracy, here's the key. Dealing with scrupulosity, and I'm sure you know this, anyone listening, you really do need to get a spiritual director, a priest that you can talk to, because there's most often all sorts of psychological layers that sort of undergird scrupulosity, and there's so many different levels of scrupulosity. But to me, Tracy, you and I are so blessed to be Catholic, because we have the magisterium of the Catholic Church. And the magisterium is the clearest, best antidote for scrupulosity. Because see, what Paul's talking about in Romans 14 were people who are being scrupulous over eating meats offered to idols. And this had been a huge issue in the first few decades of the Christian era. And so they were struggling over this, because, you know, you can't eat meats offered to idols because you're participating in demons. You know, Paul said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And so, you know, what do I do? And so the key is to listen to the voice of Jesus Christ, who speaks through scripture, tradition, and the magisterium of the church. You read through the letters of St. Paul, for example, and you can see just in St. Paul how he guides the discourse, right? But the sort of unifying message is, when it came to eating meats offered to idols, are you partaking of these thinking that these are going to help you spiritually? Because if you are doing that, then you are in sin, right? It's just like Jews. And what's interesting, when Paul's writing to mostly Gentile churches, like in Romans and Galatians, he focuses on eating meats offered to idols, because that was the issue. When he writes, or we don't know who wrote Hebrews, some believe St. Paul, some believe Apollos, some believe others, but it was definitely Pauline. Paul focuses on the sacrifices at the temple, because there were Jews who were going back to the temple for salvation, just like there were Gentiles going back to their temples and sacrifices for salvation. And so that was the key. Paul is condemning, if you are receiving these, you know, for salvation, spiritual benefit, and such, you're rejecting Jesus Christ, right? So that was the key issue. But then there came another issue. If you're doing this as well, even those who are free and you understand, hey, I'm not doing this for salvation. If I go to the market, man, I can't get any meat, because everything is consecrated to this God or that God. And then Paul is saying, yes, it's okay to eat this. However, you have to think about scandal, because if it's causing scandal, don't eat. And that's Paul's point here in Romans chapter 14, which, by the way, over the decades, and the Council of Florence would deal with this. In 1435, there was a letter written on this very thing, and the situation waned to the point where the church no longer had any prohibitions whatsoever against eating meats offered to idols, because the issue went away over time. But the key is for you, Tracy, is that when you're in the midst of it, you listen to the mind of Christ as his voice comes through scripture, tradition, and the magisterium of the church, and that's going to help tremendously, right? And getting a good spiritual director, so that you don't go to extremes thinking, oh, if I eat this meat offered to idols, I'm going to hell, going to from, you know, one extreme to another. So the best combat against scrupulosity is the faith. And notice when Paul says that, you know, if you eat and you doubt, you're damned, because whatever does not come from faith is sin. He's actually saying whatever does not come from the faith is sin, right? He's not making this completely subjective, as some say, but he's telling his listeners, look, listen to me. I'm an apostle. Listen to the church and what the church says, and form your conscience in accordance with that teaching, and that will greatly aid you in overcoming. Listen to the Holy Father. Listen, you know, to the magisterial teachings of the church that have dealt with these matters, and you'll find peace for your soul, brother, to where you can say, you know what, man, thank you, Jesus. And when need be, you go to confession and you talk to a spiritual director as well. Does that help at all, brother?
Probably have to do some reading on the Council of Florence then.
The Council of Florence has a section on that matter of, you know, eating meats offered to idols. It's outstanding. And you know, ultimately, that issue goes back to Jesus, who really put the thing to rest when he said in Matthew chapter 15, right? It's not that which goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but it's that which comes out of the mouth, ek cardion, out of the heart. That's what defiles a man. And in Mark's version of that same text, I think that's in Mark chapter 9, he says, thus he made all foods clean, right? This is why Jesus would say to Peter in the book of Acts chapter 10, you know, don't you call, when you know, Jesus says to Peter, here, eat. And there was all manner of quote-unquote unclean beasts. And Peter says, not so, Lord, I've never eaten anything unclean. And what does Jesus say? Don't you call unclean what I have called clean. All right, so, man, there's a lot more we could say here, but yes, stay close to the teachings of the church. The church has everything you need. And then stay close to a good holy priest, my brother.
Now I'm starting to worry about this hour a little bit. We got 13 of our colleagues on the line ready to take your pledge calls. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We're about $9,500 into that, so we can still about halfway. Well, let's call it halfway, and we've got about 15 minutes left to ask you for your help. Pick up that phone, please. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to help keep us on the air for the next 3 months doing what we do. As we have for the last 25 years, we just come to you and ask you for your support. It's always worked. We have every reason to have faith in it, but it doesn't work if you don't call. 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And you know, folks, you have to realize that at the beginning, at the outset, where we are right now, we're kind of swimming upstream, because we have an attrition rate here at Catholic Answers of donors who drop off. And there's various reasons why that happens. Some move away from areas that have radio and they just stop giving. We have some who simply die. And they're not giving any longer. And so, folks, we need some of you to call right now to replenish, fill in the holes, the gaps of those we've lost. So please call 888-291-8000. Give that one-time gift of $25, $50, $100. It means everything to us. We need those monthly donors. That is going to be tripled, folks. 888-291-8000. Again, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text Catholic to 24365. But remember this as well. My friends, if we could communicate to you the numbers of people, I mentioned it briefly, the thousands upon thousands around the world, the messages we get, they're transformed because of the message they hear through Joe Heschmeyer, Jimmy Akin, Trent Horn, Carlo Broussard, or even this knucklehead, Tim Staples, or Cy Kellett, and the hundreds of guests that we have proclaiming the gospel here, their lives are changed. Folks, what would you give for that? Well, folks, it's priceless. So right now, we've got 10 open lines, and we need your help because we are up against it now. As Cy said, we've had a real lull right now. So we need you. If you've been thinking about it, now's the time. Pick up that phone, 888. That's 888-291-8000. We need that monthly gift right now. And let me ask you, because we're coming down to it, and I'm not sure we're going to make this match, my friends. I don't have the faith of Cy Kellett. We need somebody to call right now and give that $10,000 gift. We need somebody that's going to give that $5,000 gift. It will be doubled, my friend. We need some multiple callers right now who can give that $1,000 gift, $2,000, $3,000. I know there's somebody that can give that $10,000 gift, and I know there's somebody that can give that $5,000 gift, and I'm betting on 5, 6, 7 that can give that $1,000, and I guarantee you there's hundreds that I'm talking to right now that can give that $25, $50 gift one time, or that $25 a month, $50 a month. Maybe you're already giving that monthly gift. Up the ante, folks. Make that $20 a month you're given $40. Make that $25.50, and we'll make this together.
888-291-8000. We're going to take an extremely quick break and come back and answer more questions. Perfect time for you to call, 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can go there and make your pledge safe and secure online. In about 90 seconds, you can get it done. Maybe take your time if you'd like, but it can be done very quickly. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. Saint Therese said, when we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue. Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We have so many good friends here who help us out, and we're very grateful to everyone who picked up the phone. I'm going to tell you right now, I think my computer stopped tracking a little while ago, and that was at 43 calls already today. So that's a wonderful first hour. We're not even done with the first hour. I'm sure we can do many more calls between now and the end. I do want to make a special invitation to those who have not given before and would like to come in at an introductory level. We have this really cool thing called the Society 315. And it's a $10 a month pledge, which is tripled right now because we've got the $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour, which we have not used up. And we've got a second match for anyone who starts a new monthly pledge. So I want to invite you to come in maybe at that $10 level if you haven't given before and you'd like to start at that at a kind of beginning level. We depend on you. We need you. We really it's very, very much appreciated. And we try to show the appreciation by sending out emails with behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, I got a behind-the-scenes email today about Joe Heschmeyer in his new studio, and also interviews that you won't get in other places, all kinds of bonus material. But what happens when you call and make your pledge of $10 a month and join Society 315? Automatically, when you call, you get the Society 315 t-shirt, which is really cool. You get the Catholic.com car magnet. You get a 20% discount at shop.catholic.com. And then we're going to give you a new radio a premium. It's called the Halo app for a year. You get it, the premium Halo app. So I don't even know what you would pay for that, but it's probably, I don't know, it's more than probably what you're paying in your pledge. So I just want to really encourage you, take a little time, pick up the phone while we have lines open. And if you can do that, $10 a month, that's really the backbone of what we do here, is those monthly pledges. 888-291-8000. And we're getting close to using up the match. Thanks, I have to say, who that donor is. Someone just gave $5,000.
Oh, praise God.
A friend of ours who would probably not like me to say her name on the air, but that was very kind of you. Friend, and I'm going to go to Stefan now in Sweden, watching on YouTube.
But folks, we're still a long way from meeting the match.
We have thousands left to go this hour.
That's right. We need you to get on that phone at 888-291-8000. Sorry, Si, I had to jump.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Stefan in Sweden, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yes, it's basically like, when does ownership of something end? Like, for example, if a company throws things away, like a restaurant or like a store for food or other things.
Yes. Stefan, it's a good question. You know, you remind me of, in the Old Testament, there was the idea of gleaning, right? Because when the grains were being harvested in the field, in fact, God commanded the Israelites to leave behind some of the grain purposefully. And of course, it's going to be left behind anyway, so that the gleaners, these are the poor that can't afford food, could come out and glean and eat. And for many of them, it was the difference between life and death. And so that's an example from the Old Testament. But the principle is true, that when people throw something out, oh my goodness, being one that has traveled to India, I saw over there are just, we don't even know the numbers, millions who live off of trash dumps. It's horrible to see. But for anyone to say those people are stealing, right, because they're taking stuff from the trash in order to survive, of course, that is absurd. So when a restaurant, for example, throws out food, they have thrown it out. It's no longer theirs. And so if the poor are reduced to that level of necessity, absolutely. Now, we could talk a lot more about, you know, hoarding and so forth. You know, there's a wonderful section in the Catechism of the Catholic Church on the virtues, on the not the virtues, but the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, that teach on this, how that we have an obligation to give. And those who would hoard, for example, when people are starving, you know, there is a very ancient moral principle that says they are, in fact, St. John Chrysostom is quoted in the Catechism as saying they're stealing from the poor. Because we don't have a right to hoard food to ourselves when there are other people starving. Oh my goodness, Si, I always think about that when I hear all these billionaires and so forth, and the poverty around the world. Oh my goodness, folks, we need to challenge ourselves and challenge others. And I got to say it, Pope Francis does it in every letter he writes. He challenges the rich to give to the poor. I know I went beyond a simple answer. The simple answer is yes. The poor and those in need are free to take those things that the rich or those with abundance have thrown away. But folks, that's a challenge for all of us, I believe. When you look at the poverty in this world, the Philippines, India, and we've got a lot of poverty in the United States of America. You go to Appalachia. I actually ministered in the mountains of Maryland with those poor families, and it was heartbreaking to see the level of poverty there. Folks, it really makes you think twice about how much you and I need to give. Well, folks, we need you to give right now, and thank you for your call, brother.
We're 4,000 away.
Oh, my gosh.
From the match. 4,000 to go in the next 5 minutes.
I want somebody right now to pick up the phone and give $5,000 so that my heart rate will go down. How's that? But you know what? Seriously, folks, we here at Catholic Answers are proclaiming the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what we do. we proclaim the gospel and lives are changed around the world. What would you give for that? Please remember, this thing isn't going to continue automatically. Cy, some people, you and I have talked about this before, we've seen networks come and go. We've seen them pass out of existence because people didn't support and they dropped off. If folks don't call in right now, Cy Kelly, guess what? You and I go away. That's just the simple fact.
I have to go home. I can't come here anymore.
It's a simple fact. So, yeah. Folks, what would you give for the salvation of souls? Well, thousands upon thousands and thousands, tens of thousands around the world have testified and continue to testify. Their lives were transformed because of Catholic Answers Live. How much would you give, folks? How about
3,000 right to now? Go. Sorry.
888-291-8000. Can you give $5,000 right now? Can you give $2,000, $1,000? Can you be that one that will give $25 a month? And it will be tripled right now. Folks, that's $3,600. Did I say $100 a month?
Yeah.
Or did I say 25?
Okay. Oh, you said $25 a month.
$25 yeah. a month becomes $900. $100 a month becomes $3,600. Folks, we can do this. Pick up the phone right now, 888-291-8000. We've got 7 open lines. That should not be. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
I wish I could thank everybody by name, but let's just select some. Maria from Massachusetts donated $100 a month.
Oh, praise God.
Gretchen from North Carolina just started a brand new $25 a month donation. Gretchen, thank you. Christine in Somerville came back to the church because of EWTN and Catholic Answers Live and donated $103. Christine, thank you. Elodie from Virginia sending a check for $500. Elodie, thank you very, very much. How about this one? A monthly donor, Andrew. He's in Virginia. He's already a monthly donor. Just gave an additional $40, and that will also be matched dollar for dollar. Everything matched up to $20,000 this hour. 888-291-8000 is the place to go. 888-291-8000. I've noticed some folks taking me up on that idea of joining. Six just joined our Society 315. It's a great entry level. It's $10 a month. It's tripled right now. And you get the T-shirt and the car magnet and the discount. And you become a member of Society 315, which is a lot of bonus material over the course of the year. Maybe try that. Hey, if you could come in at the $20 a month level, in addition to all that I just mentioned, lines are filling up. Lines are filling up.
Keep calling, folks.
888-291-8000. In addition to all that I just mentioned, if you can come in at the $20 a month level, we'll also be able to send you Joe's book, the new book, The Eucharist is Really Jesus, the brand new book from Joe Heschmeyer, and the revised Persuasive Pro-Life, the second edition from Trent Horn. We'll send you both of those books if you can come in at the $20 a month level. You can go safe and secure online right now to CatholicAnswersRadio.com to make your pledge. I'll tell you what, let me see if we're getting close to making that match. 888-291-8000 is the number. It's doing that little circle thing. It's done doing that circle thing, I'll tell you.
Yes.
All right, well, we're $2,500 away. $2,500 away from being from meeting the match in a few seconds to go in this hour. Next hour, Joe Heschmeyer is going to be here. We'll continue answering questions. So if you're on the line, hang on the line.
We've got 5 minutes left, right?
Till the top of the hour. Yes. So we don't stop answering the phones just because we go off the air. We'll just stop asking you to call when we go off the air for the top of the hour break.
But you keep calling.
That's a perfect time to call, as a matter of fact.
888-291-8000, because we go right up till the end of the hour to meet that match.
Hey, if you just want to take care of it on your phone, just text the word Catholic to 24365, because we're Catholic 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Text that word Catholic to 24365. It'll take you to a place where you can make your pledge very, very quickly. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or let's keep those phones full to the top of the hour. See if we can make this match to start this pledge drive, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
I want to thank everybody who has called and is calling. God bless you all. Let me tell you, there is good stuff coming in the church and in this world because of your generosity.
888-291-8000. Joe Heschmeyer coming up. We're going to continue with Open Forum. And I'll let you know as soon as we come back, if we make that match, it looks like 2,200 away right now. We can do it. 888-291-8000. Right back with more Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live.